The United States has convinced its allies, Japan, South Korea, and the European Union, to suspend desperately needed fuel shipments to North Korea because of its nuclear weapons program. North Korea agreed in 1994 to stop its weapons development in exchange for energy assistance from an international consortium. But last month, Pyongyang admitted that it had a program to produce enriched uranium, which is used to make nuclear weapons. The fuel shipments will be stopped next month, just as winter envelops the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is here. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Jackie.
How was the decision made?
There was a meeting in New York yesterday by this international consortium, which is known as CATO, which stands for the Korean Peninsula Energy Development Organization. It includes the U.S., Japan, South Korea, and the European Union. CATO was formed in 1994 under the agreement by the North to stop its nuclear program in exchange for two nuclear reactors, which were supposed to be used for civilian energy needs. Until they could be built, the United States, which was sending fuel shipments to the North until the reactors could be built, went into the meeting saying that those shipments should stop unless the North altered its behavior.
Was there any dissent within the consortium?
Yes, there was. Japan and South Korea have had a dialogue with North Korea recently. They were quite hopeful that the very tense situation on the Korean Peninsula could be stabilized by engaging the North, bringing it out of its international isolation. And there were positive indications that the North wanted to change its outlaw reputation internationally. South Korea was particularly reluctant to stop the fuel shipments, partly because the outcome is so unpredictable, but also because in North Korea it is freezing in the winter and it really needs the fuel aid. Either Japan or South Korea could have offered to pay for continuing the fuel shipments, but the U.S. apparently convinced them that the threat of nuclear weapons in North Korea outweighed those other considerations.
So, given what's now happened, does it mean that the 1994 agreement is essentially effectively dead?
According to the Bush administration, North Korea last month said the agreement was nullified, but in the days that followed, Pyongyang took a somewhat different position, said it wanted to talk about the issue. Washington says there's nothing to talk about as long as North Korea has this uranium program in place. At the moment, there's a stalemate with no dialogue, but the Bush administration has not gone so far as to say that the agreement actually is dead.
But if North Korea is producing the enriched uranium, which we now know it is, doesn't that really mean that the agreement is as good as dead?
North Korea's original weapons program was based on the use of plutonium. That's what the agreement in 1994 covered. It was very explicit. So North Korea is violating the spirit of the agreement, but if you want to be literal about it, not the agreement itself. The problem is that if the agreement is scrapped, international safeguards on the plutonium that's stored in North Korea that was produced under the old weapons program could be taken out and turned into nuclear weapons in fairly short order. And that's a very alarming possibility.
The big question, though, I suppose, is will North Korea give in to this economic pressure?
Past behavior would say no. North Korea has a long history of upping the ante whenever its back is up against the wall. It uses the threat of its huge standing army, its artillery capable of striking Seoul, the South Korean capital, to get concessions from other countries. The 94 nuclear agreement is a good example of that. But there's great concern that the North will try this tactic again, although the Bush administration says the U.S. is not going to give in to North Korean blackmail again. But North Korea is starving. It can't survive without outside aid. And it's just really an open question whether the situation is so dire that the North will give in or whether it will become more aggressive.
Okay, thank you. NPR's Vicky O'Hara.